We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The biggest tailgate party in the state is right here.
No, we be tailgating.
It's the Wade Ford Tailgate Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Minnesota bringing four. Ryan stepping up. Matt thought about it. Now gives ground. Going to flip it down the field. It's caught, Jones. Julio 10-5. Touchdown, Atlanta. Amazing. Ryan looked like he was going to tuck and run and backed up 3 yards and softly flipped it to Jones for the touchdown.
Everybody's personality, everybody's style is a little bit different. And I think, you know, Raheem is a guy that connects to everybody for sure. You know, he's coached on both sides of the ball, so he has a really good feel of schemes on both sides. And he's blunt and he's matter of fact and he gets to the point. And so, you know, that's his personality type. That's his style. As players, you got to buy into the head coach and what he's preaching and do the best you can, you know, with how he's laying things out for you. And I think guys have done a good job of that. And I think Raheem has made his plan for us really clear. And
in reverse order, Matt Ryan on Raheem Morris in West Durham with the call from last week's Falcon win over Minnesota 40-23. It is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show as we cross over 10 o'clock. Willie P., Hugh Douglas continuing to count you down to Falcons and Lions, 1 o'clock at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. In this hour, we will continue to give you our keys to the game. Also, an injury report. We'll also hear from Wade Ford CEO Steve Ewing. He will give us his thoughts today. You have something you want to say, Mr. Douglas?
Oh, you felt that. No, you know what? You know what? The unfortunate thing about that soundbite that Matt Ryan had is that immediately, as a Falcons fan, mm-hmm. when you hear that, you compare it to what Coach Quinn was. Mm-hmm. And you automatically go and think, so Coach Quinn was this, that, or third. And I think it needs to be pointed out, that's not what Matt was saying. You know, that's not what he was saying. But it does right now, because of last week, it just feels different. But I don't think that should be an indictment on Coach Quinn. I really, really don't.
Well, it's funny. I was talking about this during the break with Abe. I think a win today only affirms what we found out last week, is that this team was better than their 0-5 start. But I don't know if we're going to find out if they actually have the ability to be good, whatever good means, until after the bye, because I feel like that's when you play your next, what I would call, quality opponent. Because, and again, I'm not trying to sit here and devalue what happened last week. That's not what I'm here. I'm not trying to sit here and be a negative Nelly. It was good that you came out and beat a football team that you were better than. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing or that's not something that teams across the NFL don't do on a week-in, week-out basis. But that's something that we struggled to do and couldn't do through the first 5 weeks when I saw two, maybe three teams I thought we were better than that we played down to and lost to.
Yeah, you know, it's messed up because as Falcons fans, we're looking at the performance from last week and you're saying to a man, hell, if we could have did that last week,
please.
You know what I mean?
Like, four and like two.
Yeah, and easy. And we're talking about, you know, we're gearing up. You're gearing up. Like that. That's the frustrating thing about it. And that's why, you know, as a Falcons fan, especially this year, you're looking at it and you're like, damn, you see that? You see what happened last week against the team you're supposed to be? And you're just like, well, damn. If Coach, what if? And that's when you start to wonder, you know, because a lot of people said it, you know, whether or not the message was lost in the locker room. And you see how the message has changed. The message has changed since Coach Morris has been here. Now we hear Dirty Bird a lot. We've been hearing that a lot last week. So, yeah, mm-hmm. it's just hopefully today, you know, it opens the door and it allows us to see a little bit more of what this Falcon team is or potentially could be.
extrapolate this out for fun.
Extrapolation. I'm about to extrapolate.
Extrapolate this out for fun. Let's say they do go on a run. They go 10-1 down the stretch, lose one game, 10-6, make the playoffs.
How many? Boy.
You bring in Raheem back?
You know what's funny, Willie P? I'm glad you asked me this question because I've had a lot of time to contemplate this because this has been something that has been going back and forth a lot.
Trust me, it's been all over the place.
See, now this is my mindset because I feel like and I have to set the table a little bit in order to get to where I need to be. So bear with me for a minute.
Bearing.
This team has some good pieces on it. You talk about the quarterback. You talk about Julio Jones and everything like that. And you talk about your offense like Alex Mack. I even throw Alex Mack in there. And I even throw Jake Matthews in there too. But they're at a point where it's either win or go home. It's either you know, Super Bowl or bust. Because, you know, the window of opportunity and everything, it's short.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem because if they go 10-6, and when you look at the NFC, you're like, damn, it's not that strong. It doesn't look that strong. And the thing about it is, okay, if we'd have got off to a better start this year, we would have been in the mix, no question about that. So do you try to, you know, ride this thing out for one more season? Because after this, after next season, then you have to start making some tough decisions about some players because now you're starting to go in the other direction. So with that being said, yeah, you know, hey, listen, I did all that and didn't answer the question. I would say I got to reward the guy. I mean, Raheem has done a great, if he does that, he's done a great job. And I would have to reward him for something. I would have to reward him for that.
I think there are a lot of Falcon fans would be very mad if they didn't bring him back, but I feel like there's also a very vocal amount of people who would say the reason you made the move after 5 weeks of the season is to make a hard reset, and you'd be depriving the team of that hard reset.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's what you got to weigh it against because you got to ask yourself. This is what you have to ask yourself. Like, man in the mirror moment. Is this team presently constructed, if they have a new focus and a new direction, could they potentially win you a Super Bowl next year? That's the question you're asking me. I mean, because that's what we're talking about.
Wasn't that what we were led to believe before the season? Why they brought him back?
That's the tough question. But the thing is this, Willie P, does a last week or if the season bears out like you just said, does that give you enough hope that is the case?
Comes down to whether or not you felt last week was a mirage.
Okay, I'll tell you what. This makes it probably a little bit easier for everybody and everybody listen. Can this team, with the right direction and the way it's presently constructed, beat the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, you're going to find out in week 6.
No. See, but that's the thing. But can you – with new direction –
you're
going to
go into their building in week 16 dirty bird, on the 27th of December.
Yeah, the dirty bird. Can they do that? The dirty bird. You're talking about the new revised dirty bird. Can they beat Kansas City right now? Because we got a new direction. We're playing nasty. And we're playing better. We're playing up to our standards so far. So it looks like we're playing up to our standards.
In one game.
Small sampling size. Can this team beat Kansas City? That's what you're asking because Kansas City right now is the favorite to go back to the Super Bowl. Can you beat Kansas City?
Yeah.
Do you have the matchups to beat Kansas City?
I need to see more, honestly.
That ain't what I asked you. See, now you're doing like John Fricky. You're not answering the question.
I don't think they can.
Allow me to treat him as hostile. Answer the question.
I don't think they can.
That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about.
That's the standard, though.
Yeah, that's the standard. That's the standard.
And you should strive to be the standard.
Yeah.
By the way, I did mention the injury report. And the reason that I waited until now to get to the injury report is because the injury report's rather empty, which is encouraging for the Falcons. The only guy who is actually out is DeMonte KZ, who is still on IR, obviously, with that ruptured Achilles. But Tack McKinley, questionable. He was on the field Friday. Limited at practice, still dealing with that groin injury. As you know, Hugh, those groins can be tough.
Oh, man, listen. That's what I keep saying. I'm not a doctor. I'm not Will Carroll, you know, the injury expert that comes on our show every week, every Thursday. But I've had one of these, man. and they don't feel good. Like when I tell you, without being too graphic about this injury, yeah, because it's yeah, all of it's right there. It's right there, fellas. And when you move and they start and it start tugging, it ain't a good feeling. It ain't a good feeling at all, for real.
That's the kind of thing that hurts when you get up in the morning, like when you get out of bed, like from the.
Oh man, listen. Let me tell you, when like I said, when that thing start tugging, that ain't a good feeling at all. It ain't a good feeling. Fix it, Jesus.
For Tailgate Show, Willie P and Hugh Douglas here with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, counting you down to Falcons and Lions. We're taking you all the way up till 11 o'clock, where Chris Goforth and Harry Douglas take you in for the countdown to kickoff. West Durham, Dave Archer with the call from the Benz. On the Lions side of the football, safety Miles Killebrew is out, and we are deprived of an opportunity to see former Falcons corner Desmond Trufant. He was obviously a big part of the Lions' first couple weeks of the season, but he's been injured. He's hampered. He will not play this week. So Trufant, who, of course, departed this past offseason somewhat unceremoniously for Detroit, is not going to play in the rematch against his old team. Not exactly something that I think he wanted to see. I didn't mean to hedge on the question about whether or not they couldn't beat Kansas City. I just feel like, you know, there's still a lot about this.
No, it is. But this is the thing, though, Willie P. We're asking a question about, is this team good enough? And we all feel like this team has underachieved at this point during the season. So that's why I asked, because we're talking about, okay, you talk about underachieving. To me, that means that you feel like this team is much better than the record indicates. So with that being said, are they good enough to beat, you know, what we're talking about, if they're good enough to beat Kansas City Chiefs?
Here's my biggest question, though. Mm-hmm. And I'll say it like this. If last week was the best it got, I would say no. Mm-hmm. I would say this team still has to play better against quality competition in order to do anything this season of consequence. I feel like last week was great. It was awesome. You played a complete game. But that should be the baseline. That shouldn't be the peak. Like, I feel like, again, putting up 40 points against a bad football team and you know, taking care of the football, except for the one turnover, you were able to force turnovers of Kirk Cousins. You had 3 interceptions on defense. You didn't run the football that well. And you had situations where maybe you could have done some different things and did not execute. I feel like, again, last week should be the baseline. If you feel like this team can go and do something, you have to take it a step forward, I think, against more quality competition. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, it definitely makes sense. But it's like, for me, it's more so talking about the direction and guys being put in position to be successful. And can you do that? I mean, that's what we're talking about, because that's what it kind of feels like. Because when you hear people talk about this squad and what they haven't done and all this other stuff, that's what it kind of feels like to me, is that we're talking about the fact that, you know, they're underachieving.
It's going to be interesting to see what they look like over these next 3 games. Again, 2 this week, 1 2 weeks from Sunday, I should say. Of course, they play the Sunday game here today, Thursday night against Carolina, and then 2 weeks from today, they face Denver, and then they have their bye during week number 10. Willie P, Hugh Douglas here with you, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we count down to kickoff between the Falcons and the Lions. Our final keys to the game, and a couple of interesting stats that I'd like to point out, including the Falcons on third down conversions, a bugaboo for them in the past, have actually been good thanks to one particular player. That comes your way next. Willie P, Hugh Douglas on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, on your home of the Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and radio.com.
Running fast, playing great at all times.
The pre-party for our Falcons.
It's the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
DeAndre Swift is the running back on 2nd and 3. He has the football. Swift is into the end zone. His 2nd touchdown of the day, and he lets everybody know.
I'm excited to get back down to Georgia. You know, obviously spent a lot of time there in the offseason, got a lot of friends and family there, so that'll be great to go and play in front of them. And then as far as the run game goes, man, it's great. It's, you know, helps us control the clock, control the game. It's a huge, huge benefit to our guys up front. I mean, they're winning line of scrimmage. They did a great job last week. Each week is a new challenge. This team we're playing this week, their front is really, really good and really aggressive and attack. stunt, pirate, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to have to do a really good job up front to handle those guys. But I know, you know, the better the run game goes, the better our offense will be. And they've done a really nice job, you know, early on in the season.
That is Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford. Before that, the DeAndre Swift touchdown, courtesy of Fox. It is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, online at radio.com. Falcons and Lions, 1 o'clock inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Once again, now for the second game in a row at the Benz, limited attendance at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Yours truly will be in the audience.
You going to the game, Willie P?
I will be there. And
wear
I'm
your
taking,
mask, man, and stay safe.
Wearing my mask. I'm actually taking Julianne. It is her first professional football game.
Oh, look at you being the perfect little boyfriend. Go for it, man.
Making it happen.
Yeah, make it happen.
It'd be a lot of fun. We're hoping for a win. I haven't been inside the Benz since March, so this will be a little bit weird.
Man, take pictures too. Take pictures. Take pictures of the fans and everything, because I'm curious to see, you know, what the tailgate is going to potentially look like. You know, because
we're actually going to be parking very close to where our normal Wade Ford tailgate setup would be over there, close to that blue lot there on North Side.
That should be pretty interesting to see how many people are going to the games. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a nice little turnout.
I'll pour one out for our fallen tailgate spot.
pour one out for the homies. Yeah, do that. Definitely do that. Yeah,
I do want to recognize people who get to us on Twitter at Willie P Style at Big Hugh 53 on Twitter, of course. When I feel like people kind of get at us, I want to make sure we're not misunderstood. So Lady Senior Partridge tweets me at Willie P Style. Willie P, why are you so hard-nosed against Raheem? Give the man a break. Say something good. Encourage him on, man. You've been on him for days. We would like to hear that. I actually like Raheem Morris.
I don't understand. Why are you on him? I mean,
I'm not on him. I'm on the team. That's my deal. I feel like Raheem Morris is a good coach. I felt like Raheem Morris should have been the coach of this football team in week 9 of last season.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, sometimes when people hear us speak, I think, and I understand that in some cases, some radio hosts are a little bit, you know, it feels like they have an axe to grind. I don't think we have any here at our station.
No.
I don't think we have any here at our station, but it's you're giving your analysis and you're giving your opinion about the situation.
And maybe this is something personal to me. Look at my dating history and see nothing different. I find it hard to believe that people can change. I have a hard time believing that people can be anything other than their true identity. And my opinion is that the true identity of this team over the last 2-3 seasons has been flawed. Now, can Raheem Morris ratchet up something in his team that we haven't seen over the last 2-3 seasons? Absolutely. I'll call him a miracle worker if he does. And I'm not saying he can't, but I'm saying that against quality competition, for the most part, over the last 2-3 seasons, we've come up short.
This team has not fared so well. I mean, and that's what we would call a truism.
I'm not a hard nose. I'm just a realist.
Yeah, that's not trying to be hard on him. That's just a true statement. That's a truism. And this team needs to perform better. When you look at the talent that we have on this squad, everybody feels like they've underachieved. You know, when you talk about the success that the quarterback has individually and the receiver, for that most, talking about Julio Jones, people feel like this team is underachieving. And that's just a fact. That's just how it looks. And they're tired of it. And they're like, and people are always asking, why has it got to be us all the time? Why we are always the underachievers? You know, people are tired of that.
Exactly. And for just people who want to come out and say they want the future to start now, according to Ian Rappaport, he put out a report this morning saying that a source called the notion of trading Julio Jones or Matt Ryan before the trade deadline ridiculous. So basically, you are what you have right now as far as the Falcons go. There might be a situation where you try and relieve yourself of some cap issues with James Carpenter at the left guard position, but the problem is he's actually played pretty well, and the guy that you feel like who's the heir apparent of that position, Matt Hennessy, has not. So from the standpoint of the Falcons, this is the group you're rolling out with right now, and I do believe we have more talent than a 1-5 record, but I need to see it happen. And again, like we said earlier, I don't know if anything that happens over the next 3 games is going to convince me. I have to see it happen over the next 3, and then I got to see it happen after the bye.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of where we are with it right now, Will. It's like, I want this team to do well. And I don't want I don't want anybody to think that I don't want them to do well. But I play football, and I'm not trying to use that as a qualifier or say anything like I'm better than anybody else. But when you see certain things that are going on, you have to give your real assessment of them. And just like, even though they play the tomato can, they beat the tomato can, mm-hmm. I do know that everybody, you know, it's the NFL. Everybody right. gets paid. So, you know, there's that. But you have to be realistic about where this team potentially is.
But if I will say this, as somebody who will be with a Falcons hat on, I have my Deion Sanders jersey on. I asked you if you could possibly have me borrow your Hugh Douglas jerseys, the Falcon jersey, but I can't because it doesn't fit me. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's kind of big, man.
It'd be kind of big on me. 4XL is not what I would fit into.
I don't know, but with this keto diet that I've been on, you know, brother getting fine again, getting ready, and cuffing season right around the corner. Hey, looking good for me.
As our colleague Randy McMichael said, you're getting your cute on.
Yeah, I'm getting my cute on, yeah. Shout out to my man, Randy Mack.
But as I would say, the one thing that is, I think, paramount when it comes to the National Football League is that there is the thinnest margin between the best team and the worst team. I feel
always.
Like the team that is either the worst team or teams that were at the bottom, you can beat teams at the top. You know, things happen. Upsets happen. That's something that's prevalent in the National Football League. I don't feel like you see that in baseball. You don't see that in basketball. I feel like a lot of times, if you're bad, you're bad in those sports. But in the NFL, teams that are at the bottom level have the ability to, pardon the pun, rise up.
Yeah, I mean, this is true. I mean, you have plenty of teams that, you know, they get that last place schedule that some people talk about all the time. And man, they go out there and they capitalize on it. You look at the Chicago Bears right now. You know, I know a lot of people make fun of the fact that I picked them to go or whatever.
That's your They're Super Bowl benefiting. Pick, baby.
They are benefiting from a strong start. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? They're benefiting from a strong start. And if you can start off strong in the NFL, anything can happen because now you're starting to look at it and you're starting to count games. I mean, coaches don't say it publicly, but you do. Oh, you know what? Hey, we're off to a strong start. We beat some teams we shouldn't have beat. Now you beat the teams you're supposed to beat. And the first thing you know, you're in the playoffs. Confidence builds. Anything is possible.
And maybe I'm being short-sighted in thinking that I don't want to absolve Dan Quinn for all the sins that have taken place over the last 2.5 years, but I feel like a lot of that blame was unfairly foisted upon him. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was a situation where this team tuned him out and he was a real impact on the fact that this team couldn't play. And if Raheem turns that around, I'm all for it, man. I'm a big, big fan.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, Willie P. That's what we're talking about. I mean, it's unfortunate because it's Coach Quinn and we love Coach Quinn, but that's the conversation that's being had in those circles. Like, oh, wait a minute. Why is this so much different when Coach Morris is out here doing it as opposed to Coach Quinn? It ain't fair, but that's just the nature of the beast.
It is the Wait For It Tailgate Show. Willie P. Hugh Douglas on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm going to shoehorn this in because I promised that I would. Do you know who leads the National Football League in third downs converted into first downs with receptions? That is wide receiver Russell Gage. He has more catches on third downs that turn into first downs with 10 this season of any wide receiver in the NFL. That's a pretty interesting stat and something I didn't think would be the case because when you look at the Falcons, at least in terms of their overall third down numbers, they're middle of the pack, 43% converting on third down.
Well, congratulations to him, man. But, you know, for us, who was it said? I saw, who was it? Coach Bieniemy say, you know, this is an alphabet game and the only two letters in alphabet that matter are the W's and the L's. That was pretty cool. You got to go see it. It was like mm-hmm. he said, the only thing that matters is the W's and the L's. He wasn't lying, though. Definitely wasn't lying.
Falcons passing defense has allowed a league high 18 touchdown passes overall. That has to be better today against a good quarterback in Matthew Stafford. They've also allowed a league high 7 touchdowns to tight ends. The tight end's name for the Detroit Lions is TJ Hockenson. He played his college football at Iowa, which I feel like that's the one name / school combination that honestly seems like the most logical. Like TJ Hockenson, he just sounds like he played at Iowa, does it not?
Yeah, sound like an Iowa like kid. Iowa. Yeah, Iowa kid. Yeah, it's Iowa. You know, the kid from Iowa, the Iowa kid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. TJ. Yeah, good dude. Good guy.
And they got receivers, man. Marvin Jones, Kenny Galladay, Danny Amendola. It's good that our secondary is back to playing at full strength. A.J. Terrell got a pick last week, and Kendall Sheffield's played well also. They're going to need to play that much better against Matthew Stafford to win today.
Only gripe I would have about that, I don't want my corner making that many tackles. I don't want my corner leading my team in tackles.
That is not a good. That's not a good sign.
Nah,
you want linebackers and DNs making.
Yeah. Mostly linebackers, but yeah, because that's their job. But yeah, that's too much.
You saying you don't want to wrap up, Hugh Douglas?
No, listen. I remember plenty of times Trot. We used to be in there talking about, hey, Hugh, play the run. I'd be like, damn it, Trot, that's not my job. That's your job.
By the way, we made it to 10:34. Didn't even mention Dante Fowler's name once.
It just kind of like in the games, huh? That was wrong. I was wrong for that. I played the position. I apologize. That
eat 56. Eat.
Yeah. You got to eat today, brother. Yeah. We want you to be successful.
You know who we also want to be successful is our guy selling cars, Steve Ewing, president and CEO of Wade Ford. He joins us for his weekly visit next on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Willie P and Hugh Douglas, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're having fun on a Sunday at radio.com.
Go!
Time to check in with the big boss man himself.
The man who knows all things cars and Falcons.
The president and CEO of Wade Ford, Steve Ewing.
On the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Cousins empties three to the left, a tight end and a receiver here, BB to the right. Here's the throw down the field, intercepted. A.J. Terrell's first career pick at the Minnesota 39-yard line.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Willie P and Hugh Douglas, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As always on radio.com, it's time to give way to our good friend, the president and CEO of Wade Ford, the boss man, Steve Ewing, joins us on the aptly named WadeFord.com hotline. Good morning, Steve. Happy game day to you.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great, Steve. How you been, man? I know it must feel really good to finally get that win, you know, and had those little, you know, had that moment where you could just, you know, stick your chest out for a few seconds.
I did. But I enjoyed watching the game, and I did it safely, trying to just absorb everything that was going on. But I must tell you, you know, I was struck this morning by your conversation, and it really hit home with me about accountability. And, you know, you can talk about people trying to criticize you guys for telling the truth of how you see it. And it, like you said, Hugh, it doesn't make it that you're better than anybody. It doesn't make it that you're the know-all. But the truth is this. I want you to think about this. You hired a landscaper to come to your house, and you had to go to work, and you went to work, and you paid the guy to cut your grass. And when you get home, you find out that part of your grass was cut, and your hedges, nobody trimmed them. And at the end of the day, you call the guy and you said, hey, man, you didn't do a good job. Well, what do you mean you didn't do a good job? Well, I can see. I'm looking at my yard. It doesn't look good. Well, here's some pictures of it. You verify it.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody wants to say, well, you're being too hard on him because, you know, he didn't.
He did his best.
The best he could do. Yeah, ain't nobody right. trying to hear
maybe
that, man.
Maybe his lawnmower, you know, the lawnmower blades weren't cut, were sharpened. So, you know, there's a reason. You know, let me tell you something. At the end of the day, man, there may be many reasons for failure, but no excuses. And that's what I live by. Okay? And the truth of the other one is, the truth of one's ability is measured by results.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't run my business. I can't run a car dealership, a Wade Ford, or anything without holding people accountable for the job. Do I want everybody to succeed every day? Absolutely. And in this football team, we want them to succeed. So for anybody to say, hey, yeah, you know, they're being, nah. Okay, we're a fan like you. We want this team to win. We have a history. I know I have a history of supporting this ball club for many, 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 many years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not going to be, I'm not going to let anybody challenge because I want to now hold people accountable for the job being done and say, and be real what we saw. You don't have to be a football superstar to have played at the level that you played at, Hugh, to see that things were not in order. So, yes, we want to see. What we saw last week, we saw a team that fought hard to win a game, and I'm so proud of the job they did.
Mm-hmm.
But that has to be done again this week.
Right. And we want to see more. Team.
We want to see more. So that's my point about accountability. Everybody has to do their job, and we have to get things going. I also love the idea, and I wish you would repeat it again. This is a game. The only two letters, what, about the alphabet?
The W and the L. I got that from Coach Bieniemy. He was talking to press conference. It was only this game of the alphabet, and only two only ones that matters. The W is in the L's. That's it.
And I feel like you and I are of one mind, Hugh. We want to see the team win. We want to see the Falcons win.
Yeah, I
want to
see them win.
Anything.
Yeah, I don't want to be down here. I've worked in a city where, you know, negativity sold. I mean, mm-hmm. Philadelphia. I mean, love the city, love playing there. But
those,
you know,
boot Santa Claus.
Yeah, it was well, you know, Santa Claus had that coming. but it's one of those things, man. I mean, it's easier to give your analysis and root for the team as opposed to trying to get everybody fired all the time. I mean, that's just me, and that's just the way I feel about it.
But I think where Hugh and I sit, we're not in the business of placating people. We're in the business of keeping it real and telling the truth.
Well, I think that's how you stay on the radio. At the end of the day, your listeners are going to keep tuning in, and they think this guy is – it's almost like we're in this political season that we're in right now, and we're hearing so much stuff from both sides, and no one knows what to believe. So you try to turn towards people you know who have a history of being credible to say, maybe I can listen to that person's opinion because it's in alignment, that it sounds like there's some level of sanity. And that's where I think we are with this football team. I think that we have to really get behind Raheem. I think he did have people flying all over the place. I think that I saw plays last Sunday that I hadn't seen the Falcons do. And I also saw my quarterback decide to start running.
Yeah, trying to keep those plays alive, keep those drives alive. Yeah, yeah, all of that.
That's right.
And he's a dude I can ride with. I can ride with that guy.
But you know what? You know what, though, Steve? I got to tell you like this, though. Can you know this? When heads start to roll, you know, everybody around the office looking like, who's next? So you're going to pick up that work. You're going to pick that work up a little bit. So, yeah, that's definitely a little bit of that, too, because if Steve Ewing come in there and he start cutting heads, everybody looking around like, hell, I don't want to be the next guy, so let me go ahead and do my job. Hopefully that's not the case, but that's what it looked like, and hopefully they can carry that over to this week.
That's right. Well, everybody that's listening to this radio station, if they have a job, they have to go and perform. So if you want to level it as simple as that, all they get paid to do, and I'm not arguing they deserve it, they put their bodies at risk. We've seen some horrific injuries this year. They put their bodies at risk, and these are special, special, special people. Mm. But their job is just do their job. The lineman is not required to catch a football, catch a touchdown right now today. Just block somebody. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do.
That's it.
And
you going to the game, Steve?
I'm sitting here on the fence, and it all comes down. I have my ticket here, and I may or may not. My wife is going to make that decision
I'll be there, Steve. You should be there, Steve. I'll be there.
Well, Willie,
you heard what he said. His wife is making the decision.
I'm trying to listen. I'm doing everything I can to stay safe out here, and that's what we'll do. So, I really want to be in the building, and that decision is going to be made in the next 10 minutes. So, thank you guys.
So basically, he ain't going. His wife. So basically, he ain't going. His wife ain't going to let him go.
Appreciate it, Steve. Go Falcons.
Much. Have a good
Go
one.
That is great. Steve Ewing, president and CEO of Wade Ford, and sponsors, of course, the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Final thoughts, predictions, and scores when we come back. Willie P. and Hugh Douglas on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and radio.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.